A life parade is pretty triggering. Our church is gearing up to throw the third annual Louisiana Life Parade this weekend, and we are more than a little bit excited. But pretty often, every year actually, we hear from some Debbie Downers who don't think we ought to do such a thing. Or we hear from some folks who hate the very idea of it. But we just keep on doing it. It is my hope to reach some of the Debbie Downers with this post and convince them to come out and celebrate with us anyway. So give me the benefit of the doubt and read to the end. If I get lucky, I may have just added one more person to the ticker tape line. So, why throw a parade to celebrate the fall of Roe v. Wade? I'll give you three reasons. First, we throw a parade to celebrate the fall of Roe v. Wade because it's a big deal. Roe v. Wade set the stage to allow the murder of over 50 million babies, and now it's over. There is still a lot of fighting to be done and ground to be gained, but it is important to celebrate the victories along the way. When World War II was raging and success was had in battle, the valiant victorious would celebrate, maybe with a meal, maybe with extra rations of ale or cigarettes, or maybe with just a loud cheer. Then, when World War II came to an end, Germany was liberated and the killing finally stopped, the boys came home to ticker tape parades and celebrations everywhere. The local bars gave away free rounds, folks settled down, and families were started. In fact, it was the beginning of one of the largest economic booms in history. It was a big deal. We should celebrate things that are a big deal. The killing, at least some of it, has stopped. That is worthy of a parade, and honestly, it's worthy of a far larger one than we have the capacity to throw. And one day, when the murder of children is completely stopped in our country, you can bet I'll be there in full force to celebrate that even harder. Second, we throw a parade because the things you celebrate build a culture. The things you intentionally set apart time and build tradition around build a particular culture for their people and for those around them. We celebrate anniversaries because we want to be a people that honors marriage. We celebrate Christmas because we're Christians, or at least we used to be. And the God-haters in the world around us celebrate Pride Month because it's a part of their religion. It is not a coincidence that Pride Month events have become increasingly celebrated at the same time that children are increasingly believing the lie that they were born in the wrong body. The things you celebrate shape your culture, and we want to celebrate good things. Third, we throw a parade because it proves that there is no neutral. When some folks hear that we are throwing a parade to celebrate the fall of Roe, they get angry. Isn't that an odd response? I thought that we were living in an era where folks got to have an equal voice and seat at the table. It's just one parade, after all. It's not like we're trying to take over a whole month. We are living in an era where if you do not go happily along with the accepted narrative or remain silent, you will be railed against publicly, potentially even be slandered, physically assaulted, or have your business or city burned to the ground. On a related note, those things will also happen to you sometimes when you remain silent. We as a people and a nation are being forced to pick a side, and that's a good thing. The age of Christians being allowed to just quietly go about their business in the United States and be left alone is over. Throwing a parade and the general public reaction to it helps to prove that point, and it helps folks to wake up and realize they have to pick a side. And here's a bonus fourth reason. There is no better way to proclaim the gospel. Do you want to engage the culture and start conversations and proclaim the goodness of Christ to your neighbor? I get opportunities to do that every year because of this event. It is a gospel preaching goldmine. So, I invite you to pick a side. Be courageous. Build a culture that is worth preserving and handing down to your children. Come and celebrate with us. We're going to rejoice and shout God's praises on the steps of our parish courthouse and then joyfully parade down the street, throwing candy and other goodies to any who would come to watch. And there will even be an after party. You're invited.